chapter 4, verse number 19 is probably one of the most familiar verses in the Bible. Many people know how to quote, "But my God shall supply all you need." But I'll say this about Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19. I believe it's probably one of the verses that's most taken out of context any verse in our Bible. Because this is probably going to not help some of you. It's going to hurt some of your feelings, but I'll be honest with you. Philippians 4:19 is not for everybody.
Right. Amen.
I want you to understand that tonight. That's why I read all them verses. See, Philippians 4:19, it's not for the lost.
Right.
And it's not for that child of God that's not living perfect in the will of God.
Right.
This verse is, in short, what Paul is saying to the church of Philippi. He's saying this right here. Because you obeyed God, because you took care of me, God is going to take care of you. Amen. He said, because you took care of the man of God, because you sinned, and you sinned not just once, but you sinned again.
Right.
It's talking about missions, friends, what it's talking about.
Amen.
And he said, because you took care of the man of God, God is going to take care of you. And so I'm going to preach tonight on that thought and just preach something very simple tonight, but what God said preach. I want to preach on this thought. My God supplies. My God supplies. I was reading this text a few months back, built this little simple outline, and there's a few churches that came to my mind. Just a few, not a ton. But I tell you, one of the churches that came to my mind, actually two of them represented here tonight. One of them that came to my mind was Cross Point Baptist Church over there in Fremont.
Yeah.
But another church that came to my mind, Brother Scott, was Down East Baptist Church. Because you know why? Down East Baptist Church for 6 years has been faithful. They have been faithful to give to the men of God.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know what? That don't go unnoticed.
Right. Amen.
That don't go unnoticed. You may not see it on this side. I believe you will. But I'm telling you, one day, I like what Paul said in verse number 17, there's going to be fruit that may abound to your account.
Amen.
So we're going to get over to heaven. Oh, son, I cannot wait for this. We're going to get over to heaven one day, and I don't really know how it's going to take place. But I believe that there's some type of board. All right, I got a weird imagination. Just stay with me for a second. I believe there's some type of board. And when we're standing at the judgment seat of Christ, or wherever it may be, that a missionary gets up, a missionary that happens to just happen to go into the schools and teach youngins and preach the gospel to teenagers all over the state of North Carolina. When I get up in front of the Lord, and he starts looking at my service to him, and he sees all the souls that have been saved through the ministry that God's called me into. Guess what? You ain't ever been into a school with me. But on that board beside Down East Baptist Church, there's going to go. That goes on their account.
Amen. Sure.
Because you have been a part of the ministry that God's called me into, and I and all the missionaries on the board out there. And because you have done that, there is a promise that you can hold on to.
Amen.
That's
right.
That my God, amen, son, that my God shall supply.
Amen.
Come on, preach on my God supplies. Now, I ain't going to give you anything new. I ain't going to give you anything deep. But I just want to try to encourage you just for a little while tonight. So I pray the Lord to help us.
Amen.
Number one, I want you to look tonight in verse number 19. I want you to see the source of supply.
Yes.
It's right at the beginning. Paul writes, but my God shall supply. You know who the source of supply is tonight? It's referred to in those two little words of my God. Amen. The source of supply for the child of God is none other than the God that stepped out on the edge of nothing and created everything you see. The God of creation, the one that created it, the one that sustains it. I'm talking about the universe, that God. He is the one that your supply is going to come from.
Amen.
And you know what is even better than all that? He's interested in you and I tonight.
That's right. Amen.
That blows my mind that the God of all creation would look down with interest on my heart.
Amen.
I pray tonight that in all of His majesty and all of His might and all of His mercy, He is the one that pours out the supply into my life.
Amen.
You know what I'm going to do in my life? Almost every single day, I'm going to come up short.
Yeah.
Yes. I am not going to meet the bar. I'm going to come way under. But I'm glad that my God shall supply. And when
Amen,
I cannot
preacher.
See my way clear, my
Amen.
God shall supply.
That's right.
When other people don't take note of my need, that my God shall supply.
Preach,
I'm glad
preacher.
That when there is no other source of supply, that the God of all creation is looking down on your life, and He is the one that can pour into you what
Amen.
You had no idea was possible.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. I'm glad that the God of creation is my supply tonight.
Yes.
That's good.
I'm glad He's been doing it a long time.
Amen.
He ain't new at this thing.
Right.
He ain't a rookie, son.
That's
he's
right.
been supplying for his people many years.
Amen.
I think about the night how he supplied manna from Moses and the children of Israel.
Right.
I think about the night how he supplied the ravens at that brook for Elijah.
Yeah.
I think about the night how he supplied that mule and that barrel that would not go empty for
right.
that widow woman.
Amen.
I think about how he supplied a ram for Abraham and Isaac on Mount Moriah. I think about how he supplied a jawbone of a donkey for Samson
right.
and killed them
right. Philistines.
Amen. I think about how he supplied deliverance for the
preach,
three
Jeremiah.
Hebrew boys.
Preach.
I think about how he supplied restoration for Hosea and Gomer. I think
right.
about how he
right.
supplied healing for the woman with the issue of blood. I think about how he supplied salvation for the thief on the cross. I'm glad we serve a God tonight that he is able, he is
yeah.
able, he is able to supply what we need tonight.
That's good preaching, Jeremiah.
Yes,
amen.
None other than the God of all creation
right.
is the source. Now, I told you I ain't got nothing new. I ain't got nothing fancy. But that ought to crank your tractor.
Amen, preacher.
That the God of all creation. I'm gonna pause. And I'm gonna say that again. That the God
yes.
of all creation
yeah.
is your source.
Amen.
That's good preaching.
That's good. Amen.
See, that may not help you tonight. If you think you're all that in a bag of chips. But if you know you like I know me,
come on,
son,
preacher.
I ain't worthy of his help. Son, I ain't worthy of his help. I ain't worthy of his supply.
That's good
but
preaching.
But somehow
Jeremiah.
In his grace and somehow in his mercy, he is good to me, son. He has supplied
yeah.
every need of mine, friend.
Amen. Yeah, that's
not
good.
Not me, not this church, but God is the source
preach.
Of supply.
Amen.
Let me show you another thing. Not only say, but my God, the source of supply. Let me show you the surety of supply. He said that my God shall.
Yeah.
I love that word.
Yes.
Yep.
He said, my God shall supply.
Yeah.
You know what Paul does here? He gives his church of Philippi a note of certainty that should cast every doubt from their mind.
Amen.
Hey, I said it should cast every doubt from your mind.
Amen.
Because it said, my God shall.
Amen. That's right. Good preaching.
He said he shall. Yeah, man. He didn't say he might. He didn't say it maybe. He said, well, I hope so. He didn't say, well, if the budget all works out.
Right.
No, he said, my God shall.
Yeah.
No doubt. No worry. He said, my God shall. You
preach,
know what
preacher.
Tonight? You want to rest in the fact that you can depend on the certainty
right.
and the surety and the safety of an almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Because he right. shall provide.
Oh, yes.
Hey, you know what I like what David said over in Psalm 23. He said, for the Lord is my shepherd.
Yep.
I shall not want. You say, how could David say that? Because he was sure that he's going to be fed.
Right.
He was sure that he's going to be led. He was sure that he's going to be protected. He was sure that he's going to be provided
right.
for. No matter what his circumstance was.
Yep.
No matter what he went through. He understood that his surety came from the source.
Amen.
I'm glad tonight that I can be sure about this thing. Not because I'm somebody, but I know who I'm dependent
yeah,
on.
Right. Yeah,
I'm dependent on the source of supply. And I'm glad it's not a hope so thing. But son, I know as much as I'm standing in front of you tonight that my God shall.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
That's
no
good,
word.
Preacher.
My God shall supply.
Amen.
Amen.
If the promises of God fail, you might as well give it up, friend.
Right.
Yep.
Because you can't make it on your own.
Amen.
If the promises of God fail tonight, nothing is certain.
Right.
The whole world will crumble. But I got good news.
Come on.
There's no need to fear.
Yep.
There's no need to fret.
Amen.
There's no need to worry. Because when others don't come to your rescue, he shall.
Amen. Preach.
When you cannot, he shall.
Yeah.
When there seems to be no way out and no avenue of escape, my God shall.
Amen. That's good.
I don't know about you. So that gives me some comfort, don't
yes,
it?
Yes, amen.
That gives me some rest. That gives me some peace.
Come on.
It gives me security to know that I can go another day.
Yep.
That I can drive another mile. That I can go to another church
right.
and preach the good news of God. Because I ain't got to worry about it. Because he said that my God shall.
That's good preaching, Jeremiah.
Now, worry will kill you.
Right. Amen.
Right.
Worry will absolutely destroy you.
Right.
And preaching about worry is real easy.
Yeah.
But living without it's real hard.
Yep, yeah. That's right.
It's hard. I get up here and I'm preaching like a maniac tonight. But I promise you this. There's days that I worry.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know we probably don't think that the way I'm preaching right now.
Come on, preacher.
Because I got confidence in it. But there's some days.
Yeah.
That my flesh gets the best of me.
Yeah.
And I begin to worry.
Sure.
You know what worry is? It's the enemy of faith.
Yeah.
Faith and worry don't live in the same body.
That's right.
It can't.
That's right.
You know what tonight? Worry it is. Worrying is like running on a treadmill.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of work and you ain't going nowhere.
Right. Amen.
Hey, I'm against treadmills, son. I'm going to run. First of all, wicked man fleeth when no man pursueth.
Right.
I'm going to run anyway. That's
amen.
The Bible right there. Amen. That helped me. Amen. I don't know why I'm going to do that anyway, but worrying is just the same.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
It stresses you out.
Yep.
You can't get another day. It's like you can't move. It's like it cripples you. It's like it handicaps you. And there's no need to even do it.
That's right.
Because my God, shout.
Amen.
Oh, preacher, you don't understand. Preacher, if you can see our bank account right now. And preacher, it's the first of the month.
Come on, preacher.
I got bills coming out in 2 days. Preacher, faith is what you need right there.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, have you been living right?
Come on.
Have you been obeying the word of God?
Preach come on. It.
Have you been given?
Preach it.
Come on.
If that's a yes for all those, then don't worry about it.
Right. Amen.
God's going to take care of you. Now, I didn't say God's going to give you $1,000 every day for the rest of your life.
Come on.
I didn't say you're going to be driving a Mercedes Benz to church next Sunday morning.
Come on.
But I'll say this, that my God shall.
Amen.
Promise. You know what? In my life, now there's times I can't claim that verse.
Come on.
But so when I'm living right.
Yeah.
I've been obeying it. I've been given.
Yeah.
I'm ain't preaching on giving tonight, but I don't just say that.
Go ahead.
I've been given.
Amen.
I'm not just talking about tithes. Son, yeah. Somebody has amen me from the corner back
there. Amen.
I don't know who that was, but I like that. Amen. The security detail even likes it.
Preach.
Look right here. When I've been living right, and I've been given,
right.
And I've been obeying God's word, worry should not enter my heart.
Amen. Right. That's amen. Right.
I just said like this, like what my grandpa told me a few years ago. Four years ago today is when we woke Zeke up out of the bed sick.
Yep.
And 3 days after that, it was the darkest time of our lives.
Yeah.
I thought we was going to lose our boy. And I'll never forget, I told y'all before, but I'm going to say it again right now.
Good.
My grandpa looked at me on FaceTime while I was in that hospital room with my little boy in that PICU, that pediatric ICU. Him laying there with no life in his body. Didn't know what tomorrow was going to hold. Here's what he said. Son, we either believe God or we don't.
Yeah.
You know what will happen when you worry? If you'll just tell yourself that right there. Just remind yourself of that. We either believe God or we don't.
Yeah.
Right. It'll cast that worry out.
Amen.
Because there's surety in our supply. Not only do you see the source and the surety of supply. Then number three, don't you see? But my God shall supply all. Your need.
Right.
You see the sufficiency of supply. Because he didn't say some of it. He didn't say part of it. He didn't say a lot of it. He said all
right.
Your need. I like doing deep word study. Son, I like studying the words and diving into it. I ain't no scholar. I don't think there is no Bible scholars, to be honest with you. There's some that's learned. I like studying them words.
Amen.
I like getting in my Strong's and finding out what it is and all that good stuff. I love it.
Yes.
I did that with this little word, all. Man, I was a digging deep, son. I was getting some good stuff. You want to know what I found out about this word, all? You want me to tell you what it means tonight? It means all. That's what it means.
Great job.
There ain't nothing else to it. I tried. I looked into it. That's all I could find about it, that it just means all of it. You know what that sounds like to me? Some sufficiency.
Amen.
Now, he didn't say he'd supply all you want.
Right.
But he said I'd supply all you need.
Amen.
You think I've ever gotten all I've ever wanted in life? No. Son, there have been a lot of days that I've went without my wants. But I promise you this right here. There's never been one day.
Come on.
I said there's never been one day that I've ever went without everything that I needed. You know why? Because when God shows up in your life, he don't just give you some of what you need. Oh, he gives you every single bit of what you need.
That's good.
So, you know, sometimes the things we want and some things we need don't line up.
Right.
Most of us are that way. Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, all of us are that way.
Come on.
I'm glad that God does give us a lot of what we want.
Yes.
But he didn't promise to give you everything you want.
That's right.
But he said he'd give you all you need. Amen. I think about Paul over there in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 12, verse number 7, where he was asking God to be relieved of that thorn of the flesh. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what that was for him. Could have been his sight. That's personally what I believe. Could have been his height. He was short, man. I feel that pain. Maybe God give him a few more inches up this way, but... I don't know what Paul desired, what it was that he wanted it gone, but he said that thorn in the flesh. But Paul didn't remove it from him, or God didn't remove it from Paul. You say, why? Because that's not what he needed.
Right.
If that's what he needed, God would have removed it from him.
Yep.
That's right.
I believe that's what Paul wanted. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking God for something that maybe be a desire or a want.
Right.
That's what he needed. But God will give you everything you need.
Amen.
You say, well, preacher, if God didn't take that thorn in the flesh away from Paul, that wasn't what he needed. What did Paul need? I tell you exactly what he needed. Exactly what God gave him.
Yep. Because amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 9, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee.
Yep.
For my strength is made perfect in weakness. You know what God gave Paul is what he needed? Grace.
Amen. That's right.
He didn't need the thorn in the flesh to be taken away.
Yep.
He just needed more grace. And I'm glad God didn't take away the thorn in the flesh. You know what he did do? He gave him enough grace to face that situation.
Yeah.
And in your life, you might have something in your life. Oh, Lord, help me right here.
Go ahead.
You might have something in your life that you really wish God would just take it all out of your life.
Yeah.
That's what you want. That may not be what you need tonight.
Come on.
But I promise you this much, that God will give you enough grace.
Yep.
To make it through that trial.
Amen.
Amen.
It's sufficient. It's sufficient. Now, you see the source of supply. You see the surety of supply and the sufficiency of supply. But then, in this verse, he said, but my God shall supply all you need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's the standard of supply. The standard of it. According to his riches. Now, contextually, his riches meets the needs of the present life. But I believe it far extends past the present. Goes out into eternity. Paul knew something about the riches of Christ. He wrote about it a lot.
Yeah.
He wrote about it in Romans chapter 2. He talked about the riches of his goodness. He wrote about it in Romans chapter 11. He talked about the riches of his wisdom. He wrote it again in Ephesians chapter 1. Talking about the riches of his grace. Ephesians chapter 3. The riches of his glory.
Yeah.
And again here he talks about according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You say, preacher, what does he mean when he says that? What's he mean? We get the source. God is our source of supply. The surety, he shall supply. The sufficiency, all you need. What do you mean by the standard? Here's all it is. He's never going to run out of supply for you.
That's right.
That's what it means. That's all it is. It's not complicated. It's simple.
Yeah.
God helped you yesterday. He's got enough in his storehouse to help you today.
Amen.
God helped you today. He's got enough in his storehouse to help you tomorrow.
That's good.
I'm saying he's got enough to take care of you. His bank account's never short.
Right. Amen.
His piggy bank's never empty.
Right.
You never got to just crack it open and beg and hope that it's going to be the no.
Right.
You can depend upon that it's going to be there for you. I'm glad my God shall supply all my need. I come up short. My standard of supply is not enough. What's based on me tonight, I'm short. But I'm glad he never is.
Yeah.
It comforts my heart tonight. But I don't believe the passage ends in verse number 19. You got to read verse number 20. Because in verse number 19, you see the source and the surety and the sufficiency and the standard of supply. But in verse number 20, you see the salute to God's supply. Because Paul responds to God's promise. It's a promise.
Yeah.
Verse number 19, you can take it to the bank, son. It's a promise.
Amen.
My God shall supply. But Paul responds to that promise of supply in verse number 20 when he says this. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. When Paul writes to the church of Philippi that God is going to take care of them. Verse number 20, I just believe he just can't help it.
Right.
He bursts into a note of praise to God for the provision for his children.
Yep.
He said, you know what, youngins? Because God, listen to me, Paul said, hey, my God's going to take care of it. You took care of the man of God. Amen. You know what I'm saying tonight? Paul said, you know what I'm going to say? I'm just saying to our God and Father, be glory forever and ever.
Yeah.
And so when I look at my life tonight, and I see how time and time and time again,
come on, preacher,
when I couldn't see a way clear, right, when I didn't know how it was going to work out,
right,
when all the numbers didn't add up, but somehow out of nowhere, my God came through for me.
Amen.
I say just like Paul, now unto our God and Father, be glory forever and ever.
Preach,
son,
preacher.
For the rest of my life, I know my God's going to supply.
Amen.
Know my God shall supply.
Amen.
So for the rest of my life, I want to just have a salute to the supply of God. And
amen.
Every day when I wake up with fresh breath in my lungs, every day I wake up and I put shoes on my feet.
Come on,
every
preacher.
Day I wake up when I put a shirt on my back. Every day that I wake up, I got food on my table.
Come on, preacher.
And I got a roof over my head. And I got a good family.
Yeah.
And God
amen.
Has supplied all of my needs. I don't want to go a day where I don't look up to heaven and
amen.
Say, Lord, I just want to thank you for being
amen.
What I needed.
That's right.
Lord,
amen.
Yes, son. So we got all the other stuff down.
Yeah.
Well, we know that it's he's the one that gives it to us.
Yeah.
Well, most of us even understand that he's going to give it to us.
Yeah.
Most of us understand that he's going to take care of all of our needs.
Right.
And that his need never runs, or his supply never runs out.
Yeah.
But I tell you where most of us slack. And that's verse number 20.
Yeah.
I wonder tonight, when's the last time that you saluted to the supply of God?
Amen. Come on.
How many of us are guilty? I am. I'm guilty of it almost every day.
Yeah.
Of just getting up and going about my day. And totally forgetting. Totally just glossing over. Not even realizing that the air that's in my lungs, I didn't put it there. The boots that I put on my feet, I didn't buy those. Oh, sure you didn't. No. God gave me those.
Amen.
The gas that's in my van tonight. I might have swiped the car at the gas station yesterday, but it wasn't because I did something great. No, it's because God seen fit his mercy to give me the supply. He
Amen.
Gave me what I needed. And so for the rest of my life, I want to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For the supply that you've given me.
That's good preaching.
I want you to do something tonight. I'm done.
That's good preaching, Jeremiah.
I told you I wasn't going to preach long. Now, I ain't going to make no promises about tomorrow night. I'm going to do something tonight. Be all right. I want you to reminisce for a second. I want you to think about something for a second. I want you to think about in your life today the needs that you had that you didn't even give it a second thought. They were just met.
Yeah.
I'd hate to have a number of it, son, because it convict my soul. It already does. I've been thinking about it all day. How I woke up this morning, and I didn't get hardly any bad news today. I didn't until I turned on the news. I got bad news.
Yeah.
Old Canada's tore up by them terrorists, son.
Yeah.
I can get over is what I think.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. I went through the day and didn't give it even thought that I was going to have money in the bank account to buy me that fried chicken and barbecue over at Parker's.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, son. I love Parker's. Yeah. That Eastern barbecue's growing on me, son.
Amen.
It still ain't like Lexington, but it's growing on me.
God, help
it's, him. It's growing on me.
Help him, Lord.
Love it. But I didn't even give it a second thought for a day.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. But when I gave them that cash, they don't take a card or a partner's hand. They get with the time signs. I gave them cash. I was thinking about it while I was studying this afternoon before I got dressed for church. That's what I thought about. I just pulled the cash out of my back pocket, and I handed them what they need. And I went back to the table, and I laid some money down on the table for the waiter. I got back into the car. I didn't even think about it. I just hit the button in the car while I pushed the brake. I just hit the button. And it cranked right up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It took me to Walmart. It took me to that Bible bookstore over there in Wilson.
Yeah.
Son, I got me some good books today, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it when I handed that fella them two $20 bills for the three books I bought.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it. But when I got back to the house over there, I began reading this text again.
Yeah.
I began thinking about this thought. Son, God convicted my heart. Because every day of my life I go thing after thing after thing.
Yeah.
I didn't do any of that.
Right.
God supplied all of that.
Amen.
And shame on me. How many days go by where I don't even think about it. But God meets everything that I have.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me ask you a question tonight. What would you do tonight to your youngins, mom and daddy? What would you do to your youngins if they spent the day with somebody and they bought their food? They bought them a toy at Walmart? They got them some new shoes, even over there at Hibbett's. They got them some new shoes, son. They got them some J's, son. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? My wife don't know what J's are, but you did. What would you say to your youngins if they spent the day with them? And then they even fed them supper. They kept them safe. They brought them to church, and when they dropped them back off to you at church tonight, your little kid didn't look up at them one time today and say, thank you. Mm-hmm. What would you do to your youngins? Mm-hmm. I'd do the same thing.
Amen.
She said tear their tail up, what she said.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd do the same thing. Yeah. I'm trying to raise my youngins not to be ungrateful.
Yeah.
How many days do I go through life?
Come on, preacher.
And I just totally overlooked how God has supplied everybody.
Right. Yeah.
Right, brother.
That's good preaching.
God's been so good to me.
Sure.
God's been so good to me.
Yeah.
He's blessed me some more. Son, I'm so unworthy. But somehow, some way, God still looked down at me with grace and mercy. Mm-hmm. Says, you know what? I'll supply every need you got.
Yeah.
I wonder tonight, when's the last time that you saluted to His supply? You said, Lord, I just want to praise you that you've been good to me. Why don't it be a good time right now? Come slip around this altar somewhere. Amen. Maybe you ain't thought about it lately. Maybe you just ought to come slip around this altar somewhere and just say, God, I just want to thank you for meeting my every need.
Amen.
Lord, that thing that's in my life, Lord, I sure would like for you to take it out.
Yeah.
But God, if it's what I need for me to go through that, Lord, I just want to thank you, God, that you're going to give me grace to make it through this trial.
Amen.
Won't we stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed tonight?